Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today is our first in a new series, Mental Health Monday, sponsored by Oracle, which will focus on the third annual AI at Work research from our friends at Oracle that examined how the pandemic has affected the mental health of workers around the world. Oracle surveyed 12,347 people across 11 countries, and the data reveal how individuals were impacted and explores how the pandemic has affected different jobs, generations, and geographies worldwide. Today, we'll look at some of the differences in how the pandemic and working from home has affected people at different levels of the organization. Employees at every level of the organization have suffered mental health issues since the beginning of the pandemic, but executives have struggled the most to adapt to remote work. While 45% of employees said that their mental health has suffered during the pandemic, 53% of C-level executives and 52% of HR leaders said that they struggle with ongoing mental health issues in the workplace. Shifting to a completely remote work environment can be incredibly stressful for these individuals. It's not probably surprising that the research showed that 85% of executives and 87% of HR leaders reported having difficulty making the switch from in-person to remote work, as opposed to only 77% of individual contributors reporting difficulty. However, over time, C-suite executives and HR leaders began to adjust to working from home, with 44% of executives and 46% of HR leaders reporting that the pandemic made them more productive than before. In contrast, only 35% of individual contributors felt more productive than before the shift to work from home. In the first Oracle report based on the AI at Work research, we learned that most employees preferred engaging with technology and AI to get support for mental health challenges than would prefer to talk to their manager or another person. And for C-suite execs and HR leaders, this preference is even greater. Globally, 62% of the workforce reported that they would prefer to speak to a robot rather than their manager to talk about mental health. However, that number shoots up for executives, 73%, and HR leaders, 69%. While just about everyone in the organization has been challenged with mental health issues since the beginning of the pandemic, it's interesting to see how mental health challenges differ across roles in the organization, and this is instructive for HR leaders as they continue to develop responses and programs to support mental health for all their employees. Further installments of Mental Health Monday, sponsored by Oracle, will examine the generational and geographical aspects of the workplace mental health challenge. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.